The first and best victory is to conquer self. Welcome to the Conqueror Approach, a journey of self-mastery. To cultivate our mind, body, spirit, financial literacy, and allow our light to shine upon the world. Brought to you by me, your host, U.S. Navy submarine veteran and entrepreneur, Musa Mikel. Let's conquer. Welcome. Thank you for joining me on the Conqueror Approach. If this is your first time listening, please subscribe so you get notified of every episode in the future. I want to talk about the power of fasting, not just for the body, but for the mind as well, and the connection between fasting and the mind and body and spirit. Because it's one practice that can strengthen all three. And I talked about fasting a little bit in a previous episode, but this one I want to go a little bit deeper because I truly believe it is one of the most powerful practices that anyone can practice. I want to start off with a quote by Sadhguru, the yogi. He said that every cell in your body is designed to create health. They're all working hard to create health except you. And I thought that was a brilliant quote because it's true. We often work against the nature of our body by eating things that weren't intended for us to eat, things that aren't natural to consume, and we don't promote the great health habits like exercise and stretching and doing all the things that promote the optimal performance of our human body. So we often work against what our cells are really programmed to do, and they're programmed to create life and renew constantly. And I noticed on the submarine that the power of fasting was just much more than just it's going to help you lose weight. Even though that was a byproduct, you will lose weight if you practice fasting properly. It was more of the mindset needed to have effective habits with fasting, to understand the body, to really be rooted and connected to how you feel and the responses that you're getting from your body. And I learned more about it by reading a book called The Warrior Diet, which is really heavily on eating one meal a day. And that's, you know, how the Roman gladiators used to eat. They used to fast and eat a heavy plant-based, predominantly plant-based meal in the evening, and allowing your body to heal and renew and detoxify throughout the day. And just because not only that, but back in the day, thousands of years ago, they didn't even have the ability to eat as much as we have now, where we can just eat all day, every day, whatever we want most of the time, at least most of us in this country. Fasting can perform magic, and the body performs magic when we let it. It will heal, right? You get a cut on your hand, it heals without you having to do anything about it besides keeping it clean. But the body does most of the work by itself, right? The immune system, the healing powers of the body heals, and that goes for any issue that we face. And by controlling how we eat with, you know, the discipline of every aspect of life, it helps us lose weight, obviously, but enhanced connectedness with our spirituality. And this is what I wanted to touch on with, you know, God, nature. You're more connected when you're in a fasting state. You're more aware. Your awareness is heightened when you're on an empty stomach, per se. And then a thing I really want to ask is I had to ask this to myself when I started doing it, and I really started to be aware on how I was thinking, right? And this is why fasting is such a powerful practice for your mindset, because a lot of the times we eat and we're not even hungry. And I do this, and I still do this sometimes. I just eat because I'm bored, or, you know, just if I want a distraction, I'll go eat something. I try to choose healthier things like fruit or whatever, and it's not always a terrible thing, but a lot of times we overeat and we're not even hungry. We don't understand the signs that our body is telling us, and we confuse boredom with hunger, or we just want something to satisfy whatever distract us, give us pleasure in that moment because we're not dealing with another issue on hand. A lot of times we're stressed out about something else. If you're stressed out about work, eating something that you take pleasure in eating might take your mind off that. That doesn't make that problem go away. And it doesn't even mean you were even hungry to begin with, but you just took on all these extra calories for no reason when your body wasn't really requiring more food. So it's very important to understand when you are actually hungry. You really ask yourself, am I hungry? Or am I just bored? Or am I just stressed out? Or am I just trying to distract myself because I have a bigger issue that I'm not facing head on? Really ask yourself, are you really going to die if you don't eat right now? I used to ask myself this, of like, am I going to die if I choose not to eat something right now? And the answer is most of the time was no, I was not going to die, right? You can go, 12, 16, 24, you can go days without eating realistically. Not recommending everyone should do that unless they're fully understanding how their body is operating. But there are fasts, there's 72-hour water fasts. There are people that even do week-long, two-week-long fasts under doctor supervision. And a lot of healing happens then. But is your body really hungry for nutrition? Or are you just having cravings of something that you like? Right? And this is important of really setting up your environment so you don't have those cravings randomly. Right? If you have a candy just sitting out in front of you, you're going to have that cue. Always there, that cue that initiates that response of you wanting to get that taste or that sweetness or whatever that case is, and then you develop that habit just because you see it. So really take it out of your sights when you have habits like that. And that's an easy way to just start cutting things out, is just getting it out of your sights. If you see a bag of chips open in front of you, there's a much higher chance that you're going to go and reach for it. But if you have a bowl of fruit in front of you, there's a higher chance you're going to eat that fruit instead, right? The cue still be there. And then, am I mindlessly eating? And that's what happens. We put all these treats and whatever these foods around us and we mindlessly eat. We're not conscious when we're eating. We're not really asking ourselves, am I hungry? Do I need this right now? Is this going to hurt me or is this going to help me? Is this going to empower me to have more energy or is it just going to make me tired? Right? And we mindlessly get into these habits where, oh, I'm getting stressed. I immediately go to eat something instead of being conscious and be like, no, I'm actually just stressed out. Let me go do something else. Let me take a walk. Let me read something. Let me listen to music. Let me get my mind off this. Let me drink a cup of water because that might help you too. If you're not sure, a lot of times we mistake our body's dehydration for hunger. When really, if you're dehydrated, you might have a sensation of hunger, but once you drink a glass or two of water, you might notice after 10, 15 minutes you're not hungry anymore. So really ask yourself, am I actually hungry, or am I going to just mindlessly eat without really thinking about it? Fasting, it's popular now, and people say it's a body hack. But it's been around forever. It's really how our body is designed. Natural healing happens when we let the bodies and all our organs and cells really do work that they're designed to do. Do what they're designed to do. Really renew, get rid of things that aren't supposed to be in, process everything, get the nutrients out, provide that nutrients to the body, and then eliminate anything else. And you understand that a lot of inflammation and chronic diseases can be resolved with strong intermittent fasting lifestyle mixed with proper nutrition and exercise, right? And then when you're centered on this, you understand that even if you were hungry, because sometimes you will, if you do practice fasting, you will get hungry. It's okay to be a little bit hungry. Because what happens is when your mindset gets past the fact, when you acknowledge that, okay, I'm a little hungry, but I'm not going to die. Am I going to die? No. Am I really, really hungry? Like, am I going to start losing bodily functions? That's why it's important to be attuned with how you feel. But a lot of times you're not really in a dire need of something. But obviously, if you really are hungry and you can't function properly. Your mental state's not there. Your heart rate changes. Your temperature changes. All these things. You fatigue. You're woozy. You're dizzy. Yes, eat something. Understand how you feel. The body is incredible, and it will. You might have that hunger, and a lot of times when you fast, you might be hungry in the very early part of the fast. But as you get closer to, you know, later in the fast, 16 hours, 18 hours, if you're doing a longer fast, you notice your hunger is not there anymore. Your body is very smart, and it realizes, okay, if you're not going to give me food right now, because that's what I'm used to eating this often, this and this structured time period, as many times as, you know, every couple hours, I'm used to eating and eating and eating. You're not going to give me food. Okay, I'm going to be smart, and I'm going to preserve what I have, and I'm going to start using what I already have. And while you do this, your body's going to get rid of toxins and other waste, right? Your liver, your kidneys are going to flush out everything else. You give them a break from consuming other toxins and salts and all kinds of chemicals. And this is why it's powerful, because once you become so sensitive to your body, you not only are sensitive to how your body is reacting and how you're feeling, and you're understanding that, but you're understanding your emotions, right? Obviously, you're going to understand sensations and pains and feelings, but now you're understanding your emotions, the thoughts. You're more aware of what thoughts are coming through your head. Like, oh yeah, that cake looks real good, but I don't need that, and that's not going to help me either. I'm going to wait so I could put something healthy in my body. You start noticing the temptations that you have. And not only when it comes to food. When you start being aware that this is just a temptation that I don't need to choose to have this food or drink. You can start seeing, and let's say you do give in to this temptation, where else do you give in to temptation in your life? Right? Because it's not just with food. There's something else that may be destructive to your relationships or your finances or your business or your friendships, or, you know, not only your body, but other areas. And you start noticing where that is. Where else am I mindlessly reacting in my life? Is it just when I eat? Chances are, if you mindlessly react and just eat, and without thinking, and just have these subconscious habits, those subconscious habits show up other places in your life. Where are you mindlessly reacting in your relationships, in your business, in your work life, wherever, with your kids, wherever? You just react, and you're not consciously living. And there's a quote I love: until you make the unconscious conscious, it will run your life, and you will call it fate. That is absolutely true, and that's why practicing fasting not only helps your health, but keep you really aware of all those emotions so you can better yourself in every aspect of your life. And then when it comes to spirituality, it allows you to dig deeper, right? You could start to be aware on where you don't have faith, a lack of faith. You don't eat for 3 hours and you think you're going to die. No, have faith that what our creator created our bodies to be a little bit more resilient than 3 hours without food, right? We can go because we're designed to go a longer period of time without food. Have faith in our body. Have faith in your vessel. Have faith in spirituality, what's greater than us, to keep you functioning until you really need to eat. You can start noticing where these thoughts come in, these negative thoughts, these weak thoughts, that I'm not capable of going 8 hours without food. I'm not capable of fasting 12 hours. There's no way I'm not going to eat for 16 hours. I'm not going to skip breakfast. All these thoughts, okay. Where else are you rejecting the thoughts that might empower you to be even better? Even if it's uncomfortable, where else do you stay in your comfort zone? Because it's probably not just food. And then obviously the self-awareness, the temptations, all these things. Fasting's been around for thousands of years for that reason, to connect spiritually, right? You can get into a really deep state of meditation in a sense, because of how much you really think you need food when you don't really need food. There is magic in our body. Our bodies are so magical. We don't even comprehend the greatness that our body does. Every single moment that we're breathing, thousands and thousands of functions are happening every single second in our body. 50 trillion cells in our body are working to promote our best health. And the way we can allow them, because every cell in our body is very, very, very smart, once we allow them to do what they are designed to do without interruption, without ruining it with fried food and all these kinds of things that we like to eat, or even just negative thoughts, we can really optimize how great our bodies really are. So allow yourself to connect with your body, your mind, and your spirit. It will do wonders for your body. It will do wonders for your thought process, your self-awareness. So not just for the potential vitality that you can have in your health, but to notice the thoughts that come into your mind. The same mind that tells you, I need to have that piece of cake right now, is the same mind that's stopping you from having everything you want because of that discipline. It's the same mind that's preventing you from having that discipline in your relationships, in your work life, in your work, business, family, friends, pets, whatever the case is. It's the same mind that's stopping you. So take it on. Take fasting as a challenge, to really challenge yourself, not just for your body, but your mind and spirit. With that, I highly recommend Inner Engineering by Sadhguru. Inner Engineering by Sadhguru, great book. Really helps you understand the mind-body connection. And I hope this was valuable to you, and at least help you have a different perspective when it comes to eating and the mindset behind foods to really interrupt the habits that are destructive to our health and our lives. So if you found this valuable, please share. Much love. I appreciate you. And until next time. That is all for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you found any value in this episode, someone you know will also. Please share, subscribe, leave a rating and review so we can reach more people, have a farther ripple, and a larger impact. Stay grateful. I appreciate you. And remember, you are a conqueror.